Southampton's Voice.
Voice FM.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Business with Matt Trevis on Southampton's Voice FM. From startups to established companies, I'll be bringing you a variety of guests from Southampton's incredible business community. And today I'm super excited because I'm in the studio with the incredible Fiona Mobbs, who is an independent personal stylist and shopper. And she's here to talk about the business of personal styling, but also her brilliant new venture, Your Stylist in a Box. And we'll also be sharing some of her top tips on how to maximise what you currently have in your wardrobe. So Fiona, without further ado, welcome to the Voice FM studio. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks Matt. And that was a nice intro. Thanks very much. Brilliant show. Love it.
You're most welcome. It's great having you in the studio. And I'm really excited because we had a brilliant chat on the phone last week about, you know, what we were going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. And you were telling me about your brilliant new venture, Your Stylist in a Box, which we're going to be delving into. You've brought some of the boxes in with you. Mm-hmm. Get ready, listeners, because this is going to transform how you look at your own kind of personal styling and what you're wearing. It's brilliant. Transformational, I would even say.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, but before we get into that, Fiona, why don't we sort of delve into, let's talk about you for a minute, because 15 years as a personal stylist, tell us, you know, what's it been like?
I know. I can't believe how the time's gone, actually. So 30 years ago, I had a random phone call, and it ended up with me having my own colour analysis. And that actually helped me get into HR at the time, because I was studying, doing really well, but there were no opportunities.
Sure.
And I don't quite understand what happened, but something magical happened after I had my colour analysis, and suddenly there was an opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I always put it down to that, because that was kind of the only thing that changed at the time.
Yeah.
Whether it just gave me more inner confidence, I don't know. But anyway, so I waxed lyrical about colour analysis ever since. And then about 15 years ago, a friend actually bought me something for a birthday present. 20 minutes with somebody, and at the end of that we were talking about me becoming a stylist myself. Oh. To help change other people's lives. So yeah, that's where it all happened, really. So I went and had my training, really loved it. Was a bit nervous, thinking, how on earth am I going to remember all this stuff? But very quickly you get into it, you know, and then you get experienced, and the time just evaporates.
Absolutely. And for anybody out there that maybe doesn't know what the colour analysis stuff is, can mm-hmm. you give us a quick kind of whistle-stop tour of what that is?
Okay. So what happens is a stylist who's been trained will put some drapes, different colours, around your shoulders, and they'll look at the impact of that on your face, and the right shades of a colour will light you up, make you look younger, healthier, that sort of thing. Mm. And the wrong ones will do the opposite.
Yeah.
And when you actually see what happens in the mirror, you think, okay, I don't want to wear those colours anymore.
And is that like a bit like when someone says, oh, that colour really suits you?
Yeah, that's exactly it. But it's all about the shade of the colour. So lots of clients say to me, oh, I can't wear red. And I say, no, you just haven't found the right red. So everyone can wear red, everyone can wear yellow, everyone can wear green, everyone can wear blue. It's all about the right shade for you.
And it goes without saying, you are incredibly colour coordinated today.
Thank you.
So when you just take us back then to when you did your training,
mm-hmm.
that sort of, you know, the early days, what was that like?
Oh, it was just brilliant. So I had to go up to Watford, which was a bit of an adventure. So yes, I was working at the time as well, so I took holiday, and I'd go up for 2 weeks at a time. So my colour analysis training was 2 full weeks, one after the other, and then I'd come back and obviously start experiencing that with clients. And then a little while later, I can't remember how much later, I went up for style training, and that was another 2 full weeks, same thing. And then you're able to help clients with their style. So that's more about their body shape, how the clothes will work on them. Mm. And then it's also what we call, or what I call, your clothing personality.
Oh.
So it's about bringing what's on the inside to the outside.
That's nice, isn't it? And mm. since you've done your training, I mean, just give us a rough kind of estimate. How many people have you helped?
Oh, Oh, goodness. Well, it's a few hundred.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's it like having, you know, a personal stylist that you... Is it almost like having a trusted advisor?
Absolutely.
What do some of your clients say?
Well, I mean, they need to be able to trust you because, you know, you may see them in a changing room in, you know, bra and knickers kind of thing, and you might be seeing tattoos that other people might not see. So yeah, they have to trust you. And that's really important to me, that they know that I'm working for them. Mm. You know, they are totally what I'm trying to help, mm-hmm. or who I'm trying to help. You know, it's not about getting commission from other things. You know, that's the way I function anyway.
And how does it tend to work? Do you tend to, is it kind of like a one-off thing, or do you end up helping people over, you know, the course of a couple of months or years, or they sort of maybe, you know, you help them sort out their wardrobe for maybe that year and then rolls around another year and they think, oh, I want to change it up, let's have another chat? Or how does it work?
Yeah, that's absolutely my ideal client, actually. Is somebody who pops back every so often. I mean, that's the trusted advisor thing, you know. I mentioned to you that, you know, you wouldn't see a financial advisor once in your life and think that you're sorted for life.
No, of course
so,
not.
And it's the same with a stylist. You know, they're there for the longevity because your life changes, your body changes, fashion changes, you know, all sorts of things change, and you need to, you know, dress appropriately given the circumstances. So it is about understanding how these changes will impact on you and what you then need to do clothing wise.
Absolutely. What kind of people do you generally, you know, what's the typical sort of client look like, you know?
So for me, I think I attract people who are probably about my kind of age. So yes, I'm not a young spring chicken anymore. So for me, I guess my ideal market is somebody who's about to approach the menopause or been, you know, going through it or perhaps out the other side. Because that's when actually a lot of changes happen and you may or may not be prepared for some of them.
I think it's amazing what you do, and of course it's not just necessarily the styling advice that you're giving someone, it's probably the confidence off the back of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, when somebody knows what's right for them and they do it and they start getting compliments, you know, it's one of those cycles really, that the compliments boost your confidence. So yeah, that's why it's a shame to me when, you know, it doesn't happen just to me, I know it happens to others, that people come for a colour analysis and then you may not ever see them again. Now it might be they've gone to other stylists, I don't know, but I think they kind of mostly think that, you know, they've got what they need and they don't understand what else you can help them with. And it's the fact, as I say, as they age, you know, things change. So they try and work it out themselves, and that's what led to my new product, really.
Which we're going to be delving into in part two, this sort of stylist in a box, which is, you know, there's nothing quite like it, is there, on the market?
Well, I hope not. I did do my research and didn't find anything, so
Well, I'm really looking forward to that. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, it's not only the confidence thing, but it can be quite scary, can't it? You know, because it's not easy. There's so many different trends, styles, what's hot, what's not, fast fashion, all that sort of stuff. It's, you know, I find it quite overwhelming deciding what I'm going to wear. And I suppose you must come across people like that where they just don't know where to start.
Yes, that's one of the factors. And it's when you've seen a stylist, you can narrow things down rather quickly, not just on the colour front, but obviously on the style front. So that saves a lot of time, which is one of the benefits. And then you don't end up buying lots of things and thinking, oh, that doesn't really work, when you get it home and thinking, oh, I've got to send it back or take it back, and that's more time wasted. So it's about getting more things right first time, and things that will make you shine, so that actually most likely you'll end up with a compliment, because that's what you want.
It's absolutely lovely. Well, look, we're going to take a short break because we've got some ads, we've got a bit of music to play as well, and then we're going to come back for part two. And don't go away, because as we've alluded, Fiona's here to talk about her brilliant new venture, and it's something that you've been working on for a little while. It's in various iterations, but you've come back. This is almost like the next version of it, the latest and greatest version of it, the stylist in a box, which is absolutely brilliant. We've actually got some samples here in the studio as well, so we've got those. So yeah, don't go away, we'll be right back after this.
Voice FM.
You name it, we'll collect it.
So a bed?
Yep.
A sofa?
Yep.
All right, what about a shed?
Yes.
So anything?
Everything non-hazardous.
Hi there, I'm Steve.
And I'm Woody.
And we're the co-founders of Ethiclear.
We collect waste and clear houses.
And we do it ethically.
Because if your waste is good enough to be used again,
we'll make sure it is.
As Ethiclear has a network of like-minded people around Southampton.
So for anything
of almost any size
that you can't shift,
book your clearance at ethiclear.co.uk.
So I got a home office in the garden, and in the spring and the autumn it's perfect. But in the middle of winter and summer, it's not fun. The heater costs a fortune when it's cold outside, and in the summer, opening the windows just isn't enough. Which is why I got Just Coolers to install a small air conditioning unit. It keeps me cool in the summer and warm in the winter. It's the most cost-effective way of doing it. And with a 5-year guarantee and prices from £799, what's not to like? For your free quote, just visit just-coolers.com and keep your home office just right.
Voice FM.
So welcome back. You're listening to The Business with Matt Trevis on Southampton's Voice FM. And I'm delighted to be in the studio today with Fiona Mobbs, who is a personal stylist, an incredible personal stylist and shopper. Fiona, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah.
Good, good, good. Well, look, we left off the show. We were talking about your business. And what I'd love to get into is your brilliant new venture, which is Your Stylist in a Box. But before we do that, can we just touch on how the stylist kind of business model works? Because your tagline is, remind me,
it's dress without stress.
Dress without stress. So talk us through it, you know, from that very first moment you get the phone call from a client who, I don't know, maybe they're going away on holiday.
Yes.
Maybe they're having a bit of a wardrobe crisis.
Mm-hmm.
What
reaching
happens?
A big number maybe.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have got a party to go to and they want to look their best for that. Yeah.
Do you whiz on round on the hotline?
I certainly do consult one-to-one. Nice. Because that's worked better for me over the years, you know, the last 10 years, I mean, since I became independent, because I think, you know, people will reveal all sorts of things to their personal stylist, you know, about the things about their body that they don't like, and obviously what you're trying to help them not cover up, but, you know, mitigate, shall we say.
Sure.
So it does work best, I think, in their own home, and actually that's where the wardrobe is, because I want to see where they're actually at already, not just colour but style, you know, where they like to go shopping, the types of brands that they like. So usually if they're, well, it depends on what they want to do, and obviously you have a chat to start with to decide how it's going to work, and then, you know, what the cost will be, so that that's all up front. But it might be that I'm having a look at the wardrobe to see if they've already got something that will work for a situation, because it's it's actually all about trying to save money, not spend it.
Yeah, and there might be something hiding away in the wardrobe that hasn't seen the light of day. But actually, things come back around, don't they, in terms of fashions and styles?
Yeah. I think, you know, when I look at, you know, the fashions over the last sort of 10 to 15 years, they have and they haven't moved along. Mm. And it's interesting. So at the moment, you know, we've got bohemian going on in the shops and crochet coming back. So yes, things do come around. So it's not always about getting rid, you know, because if you are savvy, I mean, a lot of my clients, they can still fit into clothes. Yes, then there's the situation you've got to think of is, are they now, because they've aged, appropriate for them? Mm. But you know, generally speaking, a lot can carry off things, especially if they're classic styles, you know, for years and years. So it's about understanding, you know, what they need, and if they've got something that's really good for them, then they can carry it off.
Yeah, and you said last week on our call, you said it's about getting the right wardrobe for their lifestyle, because you
Absolutely.
Could have something that's the latest trend, but actually for what they do in their day-to-day lives, it's just not practical.
Yeah. So as their lives change, you know, the wardrobe needs to move on with them, really.
Well, I really love that. And of course, you've made a great success of it. Should we delve into this brilliant new venture then?
Okay.
Tell us about it.
So It was during lockdown. I was fortunate enough to be paired up with a mentor for free through my professional body just before this lockdown thing happened. So she mentored me all through lockdown. And as we were getting towards the end, I'd had this brilliant idea. Well, I thought it was quite good. And she said, Fiona, that is a really good idea. So she'd also said, Fiona, you've done really well. You know, you always do your homework and I quite like mentoring you. Can I carry on mentoring you, like, for free? So why wouldn't I? Thank you very much.
This
is lovely. Yeah, so where I'd already blurted out my idea, every month after that, she kept saying, what have you done about it, Fiona? Until I could stand it no more. So I had to ask her husband, you know, Mr. Bank Manager, you know, if we invest in this, what do you think? And he said, well, if it is a good idea, unless we do it, you do it, you know, we'll never know. So fortunately, he's always behind me. Bless him. Brilliant. And I delved in and once I decided to get it out there, I wanted to get it out there like really quick. So I designed 4 boxes, one for each season, because I do a seasonal colour analysis, so autumn, spring, summer and winter. So 80% of the boxes were the same content, about all sorts of things to do with makeup, your wardrobe, you know, sorting out your wardrobe, shopping. Gosh,
you name it, isn't there?
Lots was in there. It was really to show the sorts of things that a stylist could help them with if they'd had some input like colour analysis and then never gone back. And so I launched them at a launch party. My clients loved them, so they told me anyway. And it was fine. I also thought, well, if they're good for me and my clients, perhaps they might be good for other stylists and their clients. You know, why should I just have this to myself?
Nice.
So I did talk to a few other stylists as well, and they love the concept, they love the content, they love the quality, like everybody seemed to. They liked, you know, the idea and the what was in the box. But there seemed to be a little sticking point with stylists. They didn't like my logo on the box. So last year I had a rethink, and I thought, well, actually, this is probably, if it's a goer for other stylists, this is probably quite a good idea. So, you know, if I do all the work, I've got the sort of template prototype now done. So, I've changed it up a bit, thanks to all the feedback I got last year. And so we're relaunching. So this is Cards Mark 2. And I think, they're 10 times better than the first version. I was quite proud of the first version, to be honest. So, yes, I'm just relaunching.
Absolutely brilliant, yeah. And of course, you've got a launch event coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, so I'm actually ready almost to launch the... So it's morphed into 2 different products now. 1, general cards, just for the public, which can be sold through other outlets, like anywhere where... it's directed at females, but anywhere where a lady might go to, you know, better her appearance, so like the hairdresser, you know, personal trainer, maybe nail bar, you know, anything like that. But also they'll be able to be bought off my website when that's out and about, which will be yourstylistinabox.com. It's almost there. And so there's some downloads which people will be able to get from some of the cards on through the website, because I hope to keep in touch with people who are interested and, you know, like these cards, that there'll be more cards in the future. And, you know, it's quite easy then to update a card. So, you know, there'll be updates, new cards, new downloads, all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And just give us an idea on the sort of information that's on one of the cards. So,
okay. So one of the cards, for example, is about necklines.
Oh.
And maybe you hadn't thought about necklines in particular, especially if you'd only had colour analysis. That probably wouldn't have been covered in your colour analysis. That's the sort of thing that will be covered in a style analysis, you know, a next consultation. So, the neckline actually can have an impact on, your bust, and that's what a lot of ladies are worried about, whether they have too much or not enough. So the neckline can impact on that. It can also impact on whether you've got broad shoulders, wide shoulders, long neck, short neck, you know. So it's, and also your face shape. And a lot of people have never thought about their face shape, for example. Mm. So, yeah, it's just helping people work things out, really, or think a bit more about things that perhaps they hadn't thought about.
There is a bit of a science behind all of this, isn't there? But you've sort of, what you've done with this kind of box of cards, it's almost kind of like DIY kind of stylists, you know, that they can sort of get so far with it, but you're only a call away, where if they need a bit more of a helping hand, mm-hmm. this almost gets people going, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Get them started on the journey, would you say?
Yes. So it's either for people who've never heard about stylists before, and there are still a few out there. So it's for newbies, but it's also aimed really at the people who've had some input, but maybe years ago, because what I've found is they go off track. It's not their fault.
We are creatures
of habit,
aren't
we? They need to come back. And so that's what it's designed for, is to put them back in touch with a stylist if they've lost touch with their stylist, or, you know, people move and other things. So, there's plenty of stylists out there who want to help them.
Absolutely. And you had some great feedback where you've had, you know, people that have used these boxes and they literally sit on, you know, the makeup table or the dressing table, and they're kind of there as and when they need them, have a quick little flick through. Maybe they're putting together an outfit,
yep.
and they're thinking, I just need to remind, you know, necklines. And other than necklines, what other things do you go into, without giving away all of the secrets, of course?
So in the general box, hang on a minute. Oh, one of the things I'm trying to do, actually, is put your colour analysis into a context. Oh. Because when you've had your colour analysis, obviously you're supposed to focus on that. But what happens is, when people stray, they don't quite realise where they're straying. And so what I'm trying to do is to show, for example, very clearly how, if you stay on track, where your track is. So it's putting things in a context.
And that card there, obviously, for the benefit of the listeners that can't see it, but it's very colourful. You've got different colours there referencing. You've got blues, oranges, yellows and greens. And kind of it just, yeah, it gives it some context, doesn't it?
Well, that's actually supposed to represent the seasons. So we've got yellow daffodils with green, mm-hmm. very bright. So that's warm and bright. Mm-hmm. Then we've got summer, like crocuses, so they're softer and more blended. Then you've got the autumn colours, very rich, deep and warm. And then you've got winter colours, which are quite stark and clear. Mm-hmm. So
it's good. And just to describe it, these are sort of postcard sized cards that sit in a nice little box.
Mm-hmm.
They're not having to sort of wade through a huge manual, are they?
No.
And on the back of each card, you've got some wise words, a bit of an explanation. And there's a little QR code, which I guess is where people can scan that, and it takes them to the website.
Yes. Not every card has a QR code yet.
Sure.
But there's just a few with some other quizzes, really, to get you to think a little bit more, because there's only so much you can put on the cards. And it's just really to get people to think. So some of it is more questioning.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, hopefully it's just to lead you to think about how you can help yourself initially.
It's really good, Fiona. Could you see yourself doing anything else?
No.
Because you love what you do.
I do absolutely love it, because it can change somebody's life, like it kind of changed mine. But I've seen other of my clients, they've started up businesses because of it, because there was a gap in the market to do with finding the right jewellery, for example. So they started making it, and it's been really lovely to see how others develop their confidence and go on to do really brilliant things, you know. And what was holding them back was just their self-confidence because of how they looked.
Absolutely.
And that's so easy to overcome.
Yeah, of course. And the Stylist in the Box product, if people want to find out a little bit more about that, what do they need to do? Where do they need to go?
Okay, well, when the website's launched, it will be www.yourstylistinabox.com, and they'll be able to order from there. But I'm hoping to be in contact with local hairdressers, local nail technicians and other businesses that will be interested in offering these to their clients. So whether that's, you know, if they're local to me at the moment, you know, me going in and talking to their clients about the cards and how they can help make the choice of their nail colour really easy or their hair colour really easy and to get it right. Yeah. So can I just tell a little story, actually?
You can. We've got about a minute to go until we need to take another short break.
Okay. So this lady doesn't live near here. And during lockdown, I had to work out a process to do my colour analysis online. So I said, oh, I can do colour analysis over the internet, if you like. Oh, I've been done. Okay. What are you? I'm a summer. Okay. Anyway, so I sent them up a summer box in the version one. They sat down with a coffee and read all 31 cards. And the next thing I get a message saying, I'm in the hairdresser, what do I do? Because there was no card in there to do with hair colour. There will be in the stylist box, but not this one. And so I said, well, you need to go ash blonde. No, I was told in no uncertain terms I mustn't do that. Well, I know for a fact she wouldn't have been told that. It was a misunderstanding, miscommunication as they happen. Anyway, by the time I got back to her, her and the hairdresser had already started her on the right route. So after being wrong for 15 years, she went home and her partner said, oh, you look younger. And that was because of the box. It made her think.
That is absolutely brilliant. Well, hold that thought. I'd love it if you could share some more of those stories. Absolutely brilliant. And of course, in part three, we're going to be talking about some of the challenges you faced along your own kind of unique business journey. I know you faced a few. So don't go away. Fiona is also going to be sharing some of her incredible tips on how to maximise what you've currently got in your wardrobe. So if you're not sure what you should be wearing, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Live and local. Voice FM.
Let's hear more from Ian at Station Motors.
I think it's important to have a family business. My customers relate to it. I've been doing cars for people and now I'm doing their son's cars. My daughter works in reception and my son's nearly a fully qualified accountant. He does my bookwork, both very good drivers. I used to walk to school past his garage. It was a petrol station back then. So I ended up buying the garage off that family, you know. So I like to think I've brought my family into that family business.
Station Motors Woolston by the Itchen Bridge.
This is the sound of exercise when it's made fun. It's called VisoSport, and it started in Southampton. You meet up, you play fun games, you exercise, you laugh, you keep fit. It's for people of all abilities. Visit visosport.net or search for VisoSport in Meetup and have fun getting fit.
Southampton's Voice FM.
So welcome back. You're listening to The Business with Matt Trevis on Southampton's Voice FM, and I'm joined in the studio by the incredible Fiona Mobbs, who's a personal stylist and shopper. And Fiona's been here talking about her incredible styling as a stylist, her business, but also a great new venture that she's running with at the moment, which is Your Stylist in a Box. I mean, if you were to describe this, Fiona, in an absolute nutshell, what would you say?
Well, my clients say it's like having me in their pocket.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I love that. And it is, isn't it? So it's a collection of cards that kind of help people on their sort of stylist journey, I suppose.
Yeah. So it's having the information long after I've gone, because sometimes you're trying to impart so much information to people. It goes in one ear and out the other. I mean, it's just not their fault. There's just too much. And so putting it on a card that they can pick up again later. You know, some of my long-term clients, when they first got their own box, there was things in there that they said they'd forgotten. There was things in there they said, I can just picture you saying that to me. And there was other things in there and they said, I don't think I knew that. Mm. And they've been with me for years, you know, really having a lot of contact with me. So I think the point is because I'm always learning, you know, I've got more to impart. If they only come back, if they don't come back, they won't get it.
Yeah, and it almost serves as a good little refresher, doesn't it? Almost.
But we forget things. It's not our fault, is it? There's so much information now, information overload. And the reason why I wanted to have a physical box is because, I don't know about you, but you scroll and you say, oh, I'll watch that later. Do you? I don't.
No.
No.
Yeah, it's here today, gone tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah. Well, you can't find it. What did I see? Oh, I saw something.
Yeah, and where was it? Was it Facebook? Was it Instagram? Was it TikTok? What was it? Where was it? Yeah. So I just thought having a physical box, you know where the box is, and you can keep everything pertinent to you and your colour and style in the box. Mm.
It's all together in one place, isn't it? No, I love that. And you've clearly put some thought into it. You know, you've looked at your target market. You've done loads of customer research and you've got some incredible feedback along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, this is version 2 now, isn't it? So this is Mark 2 or 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just for stylists, is it? It's for anybody, really.
Yeah, the general box, you know, I'm hoping it's to attract anyone who's interested in looking their best, really, and what they can do to, you know, pick up any tips or think differently about what they're currently doing. But the idea then is that if they really do want their personalised cards and prescription, if you like, that they then go to a stylist who will be able to offer a double depth box with the personalised cards for them.
Crikey. So if there's any other stylists out there that really want to kind of up their game, or they're looking for something that maybe they can offer their clients as an additional extra, this is perfect.
Well, I think it could be enabling them to reach out to past clients who've perhaps only had the colour analysis and just see if, you know, they want to come back for anything else. So I think it's... For a stylist, it's also a marketing tool.
Yeah, this hasn't just got UK appeal either. You know, you could go global with this, Fiona.
I know. I am thinking it could do, and I want it to. So yes,
I love it. I'm really interested, actually, to see. We're gonna have to book you in for a follow up session in the studio, maybe in 12 months' time.
Yeah,
that would be fantastic when you're based in Milan or something like Paris. Who knows? At the start of the show then, Fiona, you promised the listeners some top tips on how they can maximise what they currently have in their wardrobe. You know, there's a lot of focus around sustainability at the moment, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not cheap, is it, buying clothes?
Yeah,
so it's
absolutely.
All about kind of maximising what you've got and obviously being a bit kinder to the environment, not buying new all the time.
Mm.
What have you got up your sleeve?
Well, so the first tip really is to look at what you've got.
Which sounds really obvious.
Well, I used to pack my winter wardrobe away and then unpack it and put my summer wardrobe away and things like that. And it's really lovely when you unpack it and you say, oh, I've forgotten I had that. So whether you pack it away or, you know, in a suitcase or whatever you do with it, or whether you actually just have a different wardrobe and you never go and look at that wardrobe until you need the lighter clothes or the heavier clothes, it's just worth getting them out and having a look then to see, first of all, do they still fit in my case? And then it's, you know, how much do I love them? So I do have a card in the box about how to look at what you've already got to decide whether it's going to stay or go. And then if you've decided it's going to go, there's obviously loads of options on that one. But if you're going to keep it, what is it that you love about it? Is there anything you don't love about it? And if what is it you don't love about it, can you alter it? Because I know there's lots of seamstresses in the area that are really busy actually altering clothes for people. And it's quite easy to actually get something remade fit for your purpose. So if you do love something, often clothes will last, especially if, you know, they are really good quality clothes that you've paid a lot of money maybe for, maybe sort of a classic style or really good material. Then it's such a shame when, like, for example, now we don't wear jackets so much in the office. Everything's a lot more dressed down. But actually, don't get rid of all your jackets because you may need them. They do go well with jeans, for example, you know, on an odd occasion when you want this sort of... when the dress code is smart casual and people say, what's that? Well, the casual's the jeans and the smart might be the jacket.
Mm.
So it's good to team these things together. So you don't necessarily always think about that is a suit and it can only be worn as a suit. I think that's the thing. Then you have a look at the colour. So if you have been colour analysed, is everything on track for you? and then have a think about what things go together. So some things may not go together because of the pattern or maybe the colour. So see how many things you can actually put with everything else. That's the sustainable way of doing it, because the more you can wear something, even with a different something, it looks like a different outfit, but you're getting more wear out of it, especially if things are more seasonal than, or fashion, you know, changing. You want to get your wear out of it when you can. So that's really what we're trying to do, is help our clients have the minimal things that they need to take them to the maximum areas of their life, whatever they get up to.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, what's your thoughts in the sort of world of, you know, fast fashion? Are clothes sort of made like they used to be? Do they tend to last as long?
Well, some don't. There are still some really good quality clothes, of course. I think it's choice. You know, some people don't want to pay a lot for their clothes, and therefore they may not last as long. I think one of the other things, I don't know how many people actually, when they go to buy something or get it new, even if they're getting it secondhand, look at the label. You know, where does it come from? Are people interested in the air miles now? But obviously, if it's over in this country and it's in charity shop, well, it's over here anyway. you know, and was it made in a sweatshop? Well, don't know. But thinking about how to look after it, because if you look after it well, then it will last you longer as well. So do you read the label and do what it says? So if it's dry clean only, are you going to go to that expense? You know, if that doesn't fit your lifestyle, then obviously you'll be thinking, well, I can't dry clean it. I'm not going to take it to the dry cleaner. I won't pay that money. Then don't buy the item. Mm.
Do you know what? It's interesting you say that. I can't remember the last time I looked at a label when I bought something. But yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? Especially, like you say, with the dry cleaning thing.
I did actually have one client once, and she couldn't wear certain materials.
Oh.
So with my little at-home shopping service for her, I did actually have to have a spreadsheet going of all the materials, and I did learn a bit with that actually. You know, with the man-made materials, what she could and couldn't use next to her skin. So that was quite interesting. So I thought she said cotton was okay, and I happened to be on holiday down in Truro, and I found a cotton half slip, and I thought, yes, I'll get that. It was Marks and Spencer, so I knew I could take it back if it didn't work. And so I bought that, and she said, no, there must be something in it. It's irritating me. And it said 100% cotton. So actually, I know I've just said about looking at the labels. Can you trust the labels? I don't know.
I love that. I just want to circle back, because something I love to do on this show is just to delve into some of the challenges that you might have faced along your own kind of business journey, and whether or not, you know, people might be able to benefit from some of that experience. I mean, is there one particular challenge that, you know, you faced with either the stylist in a box or just becoming, you know, an amazing personal stylist that you've had to overcome in your own sort of business journey, Fiona?
Well, you know, people who know me know that I love chocolate too much. So, you know, I haven't exactly got, you know, a size 8 body. So anyone who's got those challenges, I'm with you. I'm also a hoarder. So I'll forgive you if you say, oh, I've got way too much stuff, because I suspect my husband would say, yeah. Yeah, he calls me Imelda Marcos, actually, on the shoe front. So I really don't mind if you have too many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were saying before about, you know, even just getting yourself out there. So from like the marketing perspective, for instance, you just decide, you know, you decided that you wanted to sort of, you know, go it alone and be a stylist. But of course, you know, the marketing and running a business, it's all a bit of a learning curve, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you're a sole trader, you have to do everything. So, yes, it is about, you know, doing your finances, you know, doing the paperwork with your clients, actually doing the job that you wanted to do. Yeah, all the marketing stuff and trying to understand all the social media and everything else. So, yeah, those are big challenges that I've just had to grapple with and get on with, basically. I've now got a team of people who are helping me, specialists in different areas. I've always farmed out the finances, by the way. Always used an accountant, so that's not my forte. So I think it's about quickly learning where your strengths lie. And if you haven't got a strength, buy it in. That's my advice.
That's, do you know what, that's a really good wise words, I'd say. We're nearly out of time, Phil. Can you believe that?
No.
It is absolutely flown by. I just find this whole area absolutely fascinating, and I'm deadly serious when I say we need to get you in maybe in 12 months time again, and we'll do a bit of a follow-up and see how it's all going. But just remind people really quickly, because you've got this you've got your product launch event for stylists, haven't you, on the 17th
next Wednesday,
17th
yes.
of April,
yeah, in the morning.
Whereabouts is it?
So it's in the Holiday Inn in Winchester.
Okay.
So it was aimed at local stylists, so that's in Hampshire. I just wanted to see how it lands, because they don't know what I've been up to in the last 8-9 months. Mm-hmm. Some of them know about the boxes version one, but they don't know how I've adapted it to be much better, not only from the public's point of view, but also from a stylist point of view. So that's what I'm aiming to show them next week.
Absolutely brilliant. And if people want to come along, what do they need to do?
Well, just contact me. So my telephone number, 07469 246 722. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get in touch.
And you've got your own website as well, not just for the stylist in the box, but you've got another.
I am yourcolourandstyle.com.
Oh, that's fantastic. Look, Fiona, you know, on behalf of me and everyone in the studio, you know, we really do wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope the launch event is a complete success. No doubt it will be, because quite honestly, you're so passionate about what you do, and you've helped literally hundreds of people grow in confidence with their wardrobe. What was the tagline again? Just remind us.
Dress without stress.
Dress without stress. Well, look, if you've enjoyed this show, I'll be back again with another brilliant guest next week. You've been listening to The Business with Matt Trevis on Southampton's Voice FM. Fiona, see you later.
Thanks very much.
Bye for now.
Voice FM. Voice FM.
Don't put in your recycling bin greasy pizza boxes. And don't put in your recycling bin dirty tins and dirty plastic bottles.
If any of your recycling is dirty, greasy or wet, your whole bin could be rejected. So follow this golden rule. Keep your recycling clean, dry and loose, and remember,
don't put in your recycling bin greasy pizza boxes.
This message is supported by Voice FM, and if you want to know more about recycling in Southampton, visit voicefmradio.co.uk/recycling.